Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, July 18. Coming up, Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister in Jamaica for a four-day visit. Ground broken for water supply improvement project in St. Elizabeth and TAJ office in downtown Kingston closed for 1 week. The details after the break.
Savlamar residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, July 23, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mannings High School. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, July 23, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mannings High School in Savannah Lamar.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness and his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart Dr. Keith Rowley are now engaged in bilateral talks at the office of the Prime Minister. The discussions will focus on the strong cultural, commercial, financial and trade links both countries share, matters related to security, among others. Both leaders will also discuss the signing of a framework agreement and establishment of a joint commission currently under negotiation to provide a structured medium for bilateral discussions and cooperation in areas of mutual interest.
So I'm looking forward to a successful visit, and at the end of it, I'm looking forward to a stronger bilateral relationship between Jamaica and our largest trading partner within CARICOM.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness speaking to journalists following the arrival of Dr. Rowley and his wife Sharon at the Norman Manley International Airport on Sunday. Dr. Rowley is in Jamaica for a four-day official visit. The visit follows ongoing discussions between both governments towards the resolution of long-standing bilateral and regional issues. Ground has been broken for the installation of 4.6 kilometers of pipeline under Phase 2A of the Hounslow Water Supply Improvement Project in St. Elizabeth. The works being undertaken by the National Water Commission (NWC) is one of 13 projects in the parish and will be completed at a cost of over $60 million. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, during a ceremony held on July 15, said non-revenue water (NRW) in St. Elizabeth has been a major concern for the NWC.
Making your connection legal, connect the portable water pipes to our system, and pay your bills. The more you pay, the more we can keep it normal.
Dr. Chang says the NWC does not collect revenue for up to 10 million gallons of water provided to the parish daily. The nine-month improvement project will include the replacement of about 12 kilometers of pipeline from the Hounslow Well to Newell Square. It is expected to benefit approximately 1,100 residents as well as improve the NWC's operational efficiency. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade says it will continue to monitor the situation as it pertains to Jamaican nationals in Turkey as the country continues to experience an atmosphere of unrest. Portfolio Minister Senator Camila Johnson-Smith, in a statement issued July 15, said the ministry will seek to provide updates as they become available. A three-member Jamaican delegation, all female, is now in Istanbul participating in the 40th session of the World Heritage Committee of UNESCO. Two of the members are employed to the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports, whilst the third is from the Institute of Jamaica. Senator Johnson-Smith says contact has been made by her ministry with members of the delegation and they are safe. The ministry further notes that there are Jamaican nationals studying and visiting in Turkey. Contact has been made with the honorary consul in Istanbul, who has sought to connect with Jamaicans identified in Turkey to provide consular assistance where necessary. Senator Camila Johnson-Smith has expressed hope that the atmosphere of unrest and uncertainty in the country will soon be resolved and that there will be an early restoration of normalcy. And the Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ wishes to advise the public that its Taxpayer Registration Card Distribution Center at Shops 26 at 27 in the Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston, will be closed for 1 week. The closure is as a result of a shooting incident that took place at the facility on Friday, July 15. Services at the location are expected to resume on Monday, July 25. In a press release, the TAJ said it is in the process of providing counseling for staff during the aftermath of the event. In the meantime, persons may visit the King Street Revenue Service Center or any other tax office to conduct their usual TRN transactions. The TAJ apologizes for the inconvenience. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.